High school football is winding down at this time of year, from the big football schools to the ones that don't have enough players for traditional 11-man teams. Go, that's the boys' varsity football team from Meteetse, Wyoming. All 10 of them. Since 2002, Meteetse High has played six-man football. For decades, the six-man game has given small schools and their small towns a chance to experience a fall ritual in American sport. NPR's Tom Goldman traveled to the town, population 351.
They're known as the Meteetse Longhorns, but the six-man football team may as well be called the Vagabonds. When the decision was made at Meteetse 7 years ago to switch from 11-man to six-man, or face life without football, there was one little hiccup in the plan. Wyoming didn't have a six-man league, so Meteetse joined a league in neighboring Montana, where the locals have been neighborly, at least off the field.
Touchdowns!
On a chilly October night in Bridger, Montana, the Bridger Scouts are roughing up the boys from Meteetse on the field. Six-man football can come at you fast. It's played on an 80-yard instead of 100-yard field. With so few players, one broken tackle, one nifty fake by a ball carrier can lead to a score. Sometimes, lots of them. 8 seconds into the game, the Bridger Scouts led Meteetse 8-0. A minute later, it was 14-0. Another minute, 20-0. You get the picture. Kelly Allen came to Bridger to cheer her two sons who play for Meteetse. Most of the time, she was doing this.
Oh, shoot. Darn. Get him!
A tough night for a parent, but there was never a question that Allen and her husband would make the 240-mile round-trip drive to support Meteetse football.
Even this year, there was a chance we might not have a team, and we had three different families call and say, if we do not have football, we will move our kids to a different town. You've seen way too many towns, small towns, if they don't have their sports teams, the towns dissipate.
So are we looking at downtown Meteetse?
Yes, we are. Basically one block. We've got the Elkhorn Bar and Grill, we have Lucille's Cafe, we have the Outlaw Cafe and Bar. And that's pretty much it.
I'm standing on State Street with 38-year-old Rick Paxton.
I am the Meteetse High School Activity Director. I'm the head high school boys basketball coach, and I teach physical education K through 12.
Paxton is working his dream job and living in his dream town. Long ago, he targeted Meteetse for its small-town feel and proximity to great hunting and wilderness. But when he arrived 7 years ago, it was a town, he says, on edge.
Just a lot of turmoil and a lot of things going on with our community. Part of that was also job related. You know, there's only so many career opportunities in a small town like Meteetse. And so you've got all these mixed emotions, almost the midst of just a little bit of a depression and things kind of going bad.
With the high school football team, too. The 11-man team started losing players, so Paxton and a few others embraced the idea of six-man. They lobbied for it in the Montana League and got in. They quickly saw the connection between six-man teams and the local Montana towns.
I remember one time going to Lima, that's up there by Idaho.
John Fernandez was the first six-man coach at Meteetse.
And as we're coming in for the football game on the bus, you can just see all the dust coming in from the dirt roads and all those farmers and ranchers coming in to the football game.
Six-man football as a rallying point in Meteetse finally happened in 2006. That's when the Longhorns made a memorable run to the semifinals of the Montana State Tournament, where they lost to the eventual champions from Highwood. Rick Paxton.
People that probably hadn't been getting along all that well talking. Said, hey, how about those Longhorns? How about our boys? You think they have a chance of beating Highwood this weekend? And just forgetting some of the little petty things that had been bugging us and realizing that we're like a family.
I'm saying, hi! Go, Carter, go! Carter, finish! Carter, finish! Carter, finish!
6 kids, ages 8 to 10, play pickup football on the Metizzi High School field. Their heroes, they say, are current and former Metizzi six-man players. Six-man is what these kids aspire to. For those critics who say it isn't real football, that it's some sort of benign backyard flag football game, try lining up against 9-year-old Colton Curtis.
If you're not bleeding, you're not playing.
Who says that?
Me.
How long have you had that philosophy about football?
When I was 4.
If Colton is the future of Metizzi six-man, Brazilian exchange student Caio Oliveira is the present. With 34 students in the high school this year, pickings were pretty slim. So as soon as Oliveira arrived from his home in Sao Paulo, he was persuaded to play football. He knew nothing about the sport, but now he really likes it, especially the hitting.
Usually people are saying, don't hit your friends or whatever, and here they just say, hit the guy. That's cool.
And what don't you like about it?
I get hurt.
Not as badly as his teammate, Blaze Allen. On the long bus ride back from Bridger, where the Longhorns finally lost that game, 66-12, Allen sat in the dark with his leg wrapped and an ice pack on his aching knee. He dislocated it, a recurring problem during the season. But he never thought about quitting. He'd been recruited before the season by other guys on the team and the head coach. Allen hadn't played football since middle school.
I found out there was very few players, and if I didn't play, that they might close it down. I knew that's not what anyone from Metizzi wanted. So I decided to try it, and it was well worth it.
And it promises to be even better. Largely because of Metizzi's experience, Wyoming has decided to start up a six-man league in the state next year. So the Longhorns' homecoming from Montana that October night will be permanent. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
You can take a look at Metizzi's football team in action at our website, npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.